Schools across the state are closed, as we know, at least until May, and many classes have moved online. But there are some concerns that students who need special accommodations might be left out in this. WBUR's Kerry Young reports on some of the challenges for students who have autism, are deaf, or blind in online learning.
For schools that specialize in behavioral or other needs, having to go to school remotely presents new challenges. Melissa Belsito is with the Center for Applied Behavioral Instruction in Worcester. She says a lot of her students struggle with change and depend on their schedules.
We're asking them to now do what they typically do at school at home. That doesn't go over too smoothly with some of these students.
Most of her teachers are trying to maximize this time at home by sending home instruction packets with goals and lesson plans that parents can try to replicate. Still, she says she worries about her students who are nonverbal and need very specialized instructions.
I think it's great that we're trying to provide all these opportunities and the resources that these parents need, but I think it's still going to continue to be a big challenge for this population at home and learning from home without the proper supports in place outside of just parents or maybe a sibling that's helping out.
Advocates have also raised concerns about how this quick shift online will impact students who are blind.
When there's very little planning time involved and a quick ramp-up time, we're very concerned that blind students are going to struggle.
Chris Danielson is with the National Federation of the Blind. He says when it comes to online learning platforms, accessibility really varies. Danielson adds, more colleges and universities have improved access over the last few years due to pressure from his organization and others.
But there's still not a lot of uptake.
There are things about online learning that just need to be intentional. It's very difficult to automatically have something be accessible.
Stephanie Cawthon is the director of the National Deaf Center on Post-Secondary Outcomes. She says a lot of schools are looking for guidance about online learning right now. Currently, the big issue is bandwidth.
The video calls will drop in the middle of a conversation, and then if you have a student who's using a sign language interpreter, that access has just gone away.
She explains another common issue is student video assignments. Teachers often forget to remind them to include captions. And she adds, teachers need to be mindful of how much students are processing text each day.
Sometimes when you're reading captions, you're reading speech to text, You're reading. It's just this heavy text load. And so if there are ways to think about what's really critical and what's essential, that can be helpful.
But, Cawthon adds, learning online also comes with some benefits. Being able to record and rewatch a class, for example, is helpful to everyone. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Kerry Young.